Iran is on the current list of countries targeted by Trump's travel ban. And this weekend, a U.S. team is heading to the Iranian city of Kermanshah to compete in a wrestling tournament. Earlier, Iran had denied the team's visas, apparently in retaliation against Trump's measure. But after the ban was blocked in the courts, Iran gave the American wrestlers the green light. Bill Zadig is the team's head coach.
We're prepared. We're set to go. And, you know, when I heard that we were initially denied, it was disappointing. But the diplomacy of the Iranian Federation going to their government, lobbying on our behalf, you know, it worked well. And I believe that the Iranian government themselves understand the significance of our sport to their own culture. And so I think they wanted to have us.
Help us understand what it means for the American team to be competing in Iran against Iranian wrestlers.
In Iran, it's one of their national sports. And so when we go there, and this will be my fourth visit to Iran, both as an athlete and as a coach, you know, the World Cup is the top eight teams in the world. So the Iranian fans, they will know every athlete from every country. They'll know their backgrounds.
Wow.
It makes it a great environment for us. I know the last time they held the World Cup was 2013, and the arena holds 13,000 people, but I would guess there were 16 or 17,000 people in there. I mean, it was an amazing crowd, amazing energy. Each of us wants to win. When you step on the mat and shake hands and the whistle blows, their athletes fight hard and we fight hard. And I think there's a lot of mutual respect because of that. You always know you're going to see fierce competition.
How can you avoid politics when you're there? Because I imagine people are going to ask you about President Trump and the travel ban.
Yeah, you know, it goes back to the sport. And I love wrestling. I love the sport. It's given me an amazing life. And the same for those athletes. It's the same thing. We're all pursuing greatness through our passions. And so that's been something that's consistently transcended politics. And I think focusing on our similarities across the globe is how we're going to produce a better world and more unity. So for us and for my team and for what I'm doing, I'm focusing on that. Of course, I'm focusing on the competition.
So. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You've got 13 wrestlers competing in Iran. Are you hoping for medals?
Oh, yeah. We want to win. We want to win. I mean, you know, we don't go there, you know, to look at the clouds and shake hands and kiss babies. We're going there to win this tournament. So the way it is at the World Cup is there are the top eight teams in the world. They're broken into two pools of four. You have Russia, Azerbaijan, Georgia, and ourselves. And then on the other side, you have Iran, Turkey, India, and Mongolia. So we're prepared for stiff competition. We have a very good and talented team, and our athletes are excited to go. They know it's going to be challenging. You know, you got to get it done when the whistle blows, and so that's what we're looking to do.
Bill Zadig, the head coach for the U.S. wrestling team, headed to Iran next week. Good luck in Kermanshah.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Marco.